It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers on your farm or ranch achieve lubrication domination. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's a tough bind for the folks of agriculture right now, with the commodity prices being as soft as they are, and the expenses for just about everything you need to farm seemingly on the rise. You producers are caught between that rock and a hard place, and budgeting becomes indeed a challenge. But if anyone can overcome a challenge, as you've proven time and time again, it's the American farmer. And Mystic Lubricants are here to lend a hand. Whether you've got a piece of equipment that's 3 days new or a trusty old machine 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic products to keep it running stronger for longer. Like the Mystic JT8 Synthetic and Synthetic Blend Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils. They are specially formulated to provide relentless performance and wear protection. Yeah, that's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer on their website, mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. Amid all of the reaction this morning to President Trump's choice for the Supreme Court, agriculture groups are weighing in. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Environmental Counsel Scott Yeager said the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh presents an opportunity to solidify the conservative tilt of the U.S. Supreme Court. He noted that a retiring Justice Kennedy was long considered a swing vote, and that Kennedy was partly to blame for the waters of the United States quagmire, as Yeager called it, because he drafted his own opinion, creating a 4-1-4 split on a significant test of that rule. Scott Yeager at the Cattlemen's Association says replacing Justice Kennedy with a solid conservative fifth vote will change the highest court in the land for many years to come. And Yeager says it clears the path for a narrower definition of waters of the United States. The pickup truck business for General Motors has been very good, so good that in the first half of this year, they went up 12% sales of pickups for GM, with full-size pickup sales up 8%, mid-size sales up 33%. That yielded an overall 2 percentage point market share gain for General Motors to 34%. Ford remains at 32% in its share of the pickup market. The family of former Iowa Governor Robert Ray released details yesterday on plans for his funeral. Ray died Sunday morning at the age of 89. His body will be brought to the Iowa Capitol on Thursday. His funeral then will be on Friday. Ray served as the 38th governor of Iowa all the way from 1969 to 1983. The IHOP chain announced yesterday it has officially changed its name back to the International House of Pancakes. After a brief stint as IHOB, the International House of Burgers, IHOP changed its name to IHOB last month to promote its new line of burgers. They're trying to boost their non-breakfast sales. And to celebrate the return of IHOP and the chain's 60th birthday, a week from today, they'll sell a short stack of pancakes for 60 cents each. I guess if they decide to promote steak, they'll become IHOS. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.